good morning, and welcome to Better Lawn and Garden. I've been checking on my list of what to do in July and realize the month is almost over, so let's see what we should be doing. Ed Thrall stops by with news we can use on citrus greening, and he helps get the garden up and ready. Also, Joni's taking the day off, by the way, but I want to talk about sod webworms are in our yard. We're also waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, or just make a comment. Tom Benson's at the controls. Teresa Watkins and I are co-hosting the program from our homes, and so please join us, Tom, Teresa, Ed, and me, to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. Do you realize we have 1 week left in July? Seems like we just celebrated the 4th of July, doesn't it? Well, I was looking at my list to do in July of July chores and actually ventured into August. I asked Teresa if she would add a few more, so we'll have a list of what we all might do. One of mine is getting the weeds under control. Plus, I put out my trash cans of weeds to be recycled, and two of the cans were rejected. I'll tell you why. two of the cans, not what was in it. Good morning again. I'm Tom McGovern, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens and Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening, of course, include Month by Month Gardening in Florida, Florida Getting Started Garden Guide, and more. Just put my name into the Google search or Teresa's for her books. Thanks for stopping by for this hour, Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. I have that right in front of me, and we'll get to your text questions and calls as soon as possible. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Hour number one, Ed Thralls joins us from the garden and has some hope for controlling citrus greening. You won't want to miss this. He will also help us get the garden started and let us know how his seedlings are doing. I'll tell you how mine are doing also. Hour number two, Teresa will be discussing rain gardens. What are they and how you can start one for your landscape? Plus, we'll be talking with you and answering your questions. So we have plenty of time for questions and answers today. Webpage is up for July. I have my sunflower, which is now going to seed. Picture of it originally. It was in the Sentinel last week also. Summer bulbs, starting tomato plants, and a crinum picture of Ellen Bosenkit is there. So we have Tom's Gotta Do's Moonshine Planting Dates. Take a look. It's at betterlawns.com. Right now, please join me in welcoming those who make the program totally possible. Tom Benson is at the controls in the studio. He'll answer your phone calls. Teresa and I are co-hosting from our homes. And you can text us also at 23680. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Good
Tom.
Good morning. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, I am here. Joni has a day off, so she's the lucky one today. Kind of hot this week. I mean, I guess it's summer. I guess this is normal, and many are getting rains. How did you all do on rains this week?
Oh, well, I had one downpour. I think it was Thursday, and that was about it. It was pretty dry.
Yeah, we got some rain nearly every day, and some of it came down really hard and fast. I was surprised. We did well this week with rain.
You know, I figure that Tom and I must be in the no rain zone then, because I received very little rain, maybe an inch all total, and that was about it. We had a couple little downpours, and that was it. And I was down in the southern portion of Orange County and had a downpour, drove up to my home in Seminole, and no rain at all. Just amazing. So I don't know. Hey, I have my trash can report this week. Five trash cans of weeds went out for recycling this week. But two of my trash cans were rejected, not what was in it. The guys were very nice about it. But why were they rejected? I'll tell you. The bottom's been falling out of them, and the handles are gone. So they put a note on them that said, "Will you please get new trash cans?" So I guess I will. Anyway, yeah. How's your week been, Teresa?
It has been busy. I've got a couple of new projects going on and new landscapes going in. So it's been good. I had the Tuscan farmhouse renovation that was in the Parade of Homes made it to the finals. And so I haven't heard about what happened there yet. So I'm on pins and needles about that.
I was going to say, you're just sitting and waiting. But you'll probably hear today. We'll know by next week anyway.
We'll know by next week. I'll let you know if it turned out well.
Yeah. Tom, I have to tell you about Teresa this week. She's been on what we call bird patrol. Do you know what that is? She's been out looking at the birds in the neighborhood. And what did you find this week?
Well, you know, usually you see the white ibises with the red curved beaks going through a yard, and they are great at pest control. They eat the grubs and the worms in the yard, and they just make their way from house to house. But this week I was in a community, and I thought I saw some juvenile ibises, which are brown, but they were actually turkeys. And so
really?
It was a whole family, a mama turkey, a turkey hen. And then the teenage turkeys are called Jakes and Jennies. So there was five of them. So I had to stop and reverse my car and go back and take a picture of them. It was just interesting. You know, it's not Thanksgiving when you see turkeys in your yard.
I know. We don't have turkeys here. We have had peacocks come up on the fence, and we do have the American ibis. And you'll see the ibis. Sometimes you'll see the young and the adults together, and the young are easy to pick out because they're the dark color. I guess that's camouflage for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a inquiry from a golf course not too long ago, and they saw the American ibis out on the golf course, and they were worried about there might be pests out there. But I think the ibis are just foragers, it looked like to me. I mean, they're everywhere.
I think so, and I think that they get worms and things like that too. So I they're not pests, for their total food source. So they eat a lot more than that.
Yeah, kind of neat to see them out there, however. Okay, Teresa, here's my question for you. I've got the problem. You can see if you can help me. I've got a situation where a client has shade as a ground shade, and we're looking for a ground cover. Cannot be Asiatic jasmine. We tried Asiatic jasmine, and the deer just keep eating it off all the time. I mean, it's pretty heavy shade. Now, there are some sunny areas, but it's between the sidewalk and the road and between the sidewalk and a wall, which is about 12 to 15 feet away. So need your design thoughts on this.
Well, there, having a plant that's deer tolerant that the deer don't like is kind of tough. And so I would go with probably liriope or mondo grass. That could get expensive because it grows slowly. So either you have to have a lot or put a lot in, or just wait for it to grow in. But I would try that and see how you do. Other than that, there's not quite a bit. You might just want to go with mulch.
Yeah, I was thinking mulch. And the problem is the shade. The shade really throws a clinker in on it. And like I said, it could get to be fairly expensive. I also thought of bromeliads.
Bromeliads would work very well.
And that would get very expensive.
Yes.
We would need hundreds of them. So I don't know. So thank you. I think we're totally in agreement on that.
I would go more with shrubs and mulch. Just put shrubs in around the trees and then the mulch.
Yeah, I think that's what we're probably going to end up doing. Okay, here we go. I looked at the looked at July and realized it's about over. It's about gone. Did we just celebrate 4th of July a week ago?
It's going faster and faster the older I get.
Same here. So, and next Saturday is August the 1st. We'll be celebrating August the 1st next Saturday. So I looked at it and I said, here's some things that we need to do to get done this month. And one of them, it's ongoing with me, getting the weeds under control. I guess you have that same problem.
I have it tremendously, yes, because I don't have turf. So, we do have a lot of weeds, and it just takes some time. I just, I'm kind of complacent with it. When I go out to the car, I pull some on the way out, and when I go back into the house, I pull some on the way back in.
Yeah, I figure when they get knee-high, that's when you pull them. But anyway, we do need to get the weeds under control, no matter what your technique is, pulling, digging, chemical, whatever it might be. And then if the lawn has a really weedy spot, you might think about re-sodding that area at this time, as long as it's in the sun.
Sure, because you don't want to use chemicals this time of the year because it's really hard. It's worse on the sod than it is on the weeds, and so definitely want to pull up those areas if you can and just re-sod. It's much easier and less expensive.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of the areas that have the crabgrass right now, and you can just square those out and put some new sod back in.
That sounds great.
Yeah. The other thing I have here, if you want to regreen your lawns, many areas have the nitrogen and phosphate blackouts. Actually, some counties have no phosphate at all year round. You might use the iron or the minor nutrients. Most of the time, you can use those and get some greening effect.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah. What do you feel that you might want to be doing this month?
Well, I am like you in August. I think it's a time to cut back shrubs. So we start to see the leaf rollers and the cannas, and hibiscus starts to grow really tall. I mean, it can get almost 6 to 8 feet tall just on its own by summer. And so I like to cut the shrubs back in August so that they have 3 months to harden off before any kind of winter. So cut your tropicals back, your cannas. They look much better than trying to control the leaf rollers. Hibiscus, plumbago, and get them to a size that's going to work for you throughout winter.
Okay, now here's the hibiscus question I get all the time. You know, do I cut them back now with those beautiful flowers on them? Are you a hardened gardener and just cut them back, or do you leave some, cut some? What do you do?
Well, I kind of thin it out. So, you know, if you have some excessive ones that are getting really tall, or if you're using them as a hedge, then just cutting it back just by a third. You don't want to cut it back totally down to the ground, just by a third. And but if you only got a couple of stems out, you know, that are growing out, then you can just clip those and leave them at the height they are.
There you go. The one I had also that's caught up to one of my neighbor's plants. Anyway, I'm watching his yard. Summer rains are flooding the container plants, and the drainage holes are plugged up. I think they just need repotting. And after a while, a plant outgrows this container, you know, plugs it up.
Oh, it does. And they get root bound. So they're growing excessively during the summertime. So this is a good time to get them in shape for the fall and the winter. And, you know, I have my nun's orchids in pots, and they are kind of floating right now. And I need to get those where they're being plugged up. So that's good reminder for me. Thank you.
Check your container plants. There you go. Tell you what, Ed Thralls comes up next. Let's take a break and we'll get to Ed. And he has some new hope for us when it comes to citrus greening. He'll also talk about his seedlings, what he's doing to prepare the garden. So those are all things we can talk about. And he'll be with us in just a little bit. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. And they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%. But now, airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. Don't forget you can call us here at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680. Have several text messages here, and we'll be getting to those in just a little bit. But I want to do at least one or two more of my things to do in the garden, and we'll get with Ed. Lots of edging needed. That's one of the things that I need to do more of. Luckily, in the front yard, we got a deal. This is neat. Joni mows the lawns. She has been doing three lawns in right next to ours and the two neighbors. And then the one neighbor edges, which is kind of nice. I fertilize and do pest control, and I have to admit I have not been doing a great job on the sod webworms. They're eating, but I'm not too worried about them. But edging is one thing that's really needed. Tell you what, let's get Ed Thralls in. What do you say? Our good friend Ed Thralls, of course, is University of Florida and Orange County residential horticulturist at the Orange County Extension Center. And my guess, Ed is a fairly happy guy because he now has a director. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom, and you're right. I'm glad to pass that baton on to someone else.
Good morning, Ed.
Yeah,
morning,
Teresa's here with us, too. So you've been taking a little time off, and we appreciate you stopping by on Saturday when you've been taking vacation time. So we appreciate that a lot.
Oh, my pleasure. I look forward to it.
You know, we're all caught up in this pandemic. That's why Teresa and I are broadcasting from home. And we're being asked now to wear masks. And I'm just wondering, you know, what about gardeners? When do you wear a mask? Do you need to wear it when you're in the garden, or what do you do?
Well, you could consider working in the garden a form of exercise, and we know that when you're exercising, you're exempt from wearing a mask. But if you've got a helper in the garden and you can't stay more than 6 feet apart, I would suggest you put a mask on. It's also a good idea to wear a mask if you're applying any pesticides that are in a dust formulation. Otherwise, keep the mask off, enjoy your gardening.
Yeah. You know, I see a lot of landscape maintenance people out there wearing masks, but they're doing that for the dust and debris and stuff like that. It may fly up into their face.
Yeah. They've been wearing masks for a long time, long before the COVID-19 showed up.
I know, and they're covering their heads. I don't know how they stand it out there being so hot and everything.
I think their dermatologists probably appreciate it, though. It keeps a lot of that bright sunlight off of them, too.
Yeah, Teresa, do you wear a mask when you're out in the landscapes?
I do not, but I'm usually by myself or with Tony, so, you know, we don't have that issue of the COVID. But in the yard, I do not wear a mask. But when I'm out at the stores and things like that, or with a group of people or clients, I do wear it.
Yeah. The only thing I wear is goggles sometime when I'm doing something where something may fly up into my face, and then I'll wear goggles. I've had too many times where I've got little debris in my eye, and I'm just tired of it. Ed, we want to know how the seedlings are doing. I can tell you mine are up, and look like they're doing pretty good. How about yours?
Mine are up. They're about 2 inches tall, maybe a little taller. I started about a week ahead of you, I think.
Yeah, you did.
I've got five varieties of tomatoes. I've got one variety of sweet pepper, and I didn't bother with eggplant this time. They're in the cell packs, and so that'll give me a total of six dozen plants for the garden next month.
Oh, how about that? You know, I've cut back also. I think I have maybe 6 varieties of tomatoes. Maybe not that, maybe only 5 also. You know, there was a time when I'd plant 10 or 12, and I just can't handle it anymore. I'm running out of room.
That's it. You just don't have room in anymore. I've got so many plants that I've been trying this year that I don't. We're going to have 3 or 4 pots of tomatoes, but I didn't get them in as early as you guys did, so I'm behind.
Yeah. Well, you can always get them at the store also if you need to. But I just like to grow them myself, and then I know how well they're doing. And review the care needed for the plants until they get the garden size.
Well, these that I've got growing right now, I've moved them to brighter sunlight, and I check them every morning for moisture and pest damage, and so far so good. Next week, I'll start fertilizing them with a half-strength liquid fertilizer, and I'll fertilize about once a week and maybe a little more in about 4 weeks from now as they get a little bigger. And I'll monitor the growth. I may even pot up a few today that started to stretch because they were in low light levels during the first few days of growth.
Yeah. Now, when they start to stretch like that and you pot them up, do you put the tomatoes a little deeper?
Yes. I actually put the tomatoes back down to the size where I think they should be. And it also improves the quality of the root system by the time they're transplant size.
Very good. Now, let me tell you about, we're talking with Ed Thralls, University of Florida, Orange County Residential Horticulturist. Okay, Ed, we're all looking for this, Teresa and I both, and all of our listeners. What is new for citrus greening disease control?
Well, there's something new at University of California in Riverside. Their scientists have found the first substance capable of controlling citrus greening disease.
Oh, my.
It's a new treatment. It kills the bacteria causing the disease with a naturally occurring molecule that's found in wild citrus relatives like the Australian finger limes. I've seen finger limes before, never thought about them, but I often wondered why they didn't have greening. But this apparently is it. The molecule is stable enough that when used outdoors in high heat, it's easy to manufacture and it's safe for humans. The problem with the high heat, we've been using some antibiotics, for instance, in some controls, and they can't tolerate the high heat. They break down too quickly. It appears that the treatment needs to be applied a few times a year, which I think we'd probably be able to do, and it's apparently highly cost-effective for growers, and it's applied by injection or a foliar spray. I don't like the injection method because it opens wounds in the tree unless it's just injected in the soil, so I don't know how that's going to work. This is the downside of it for right now. The Riverside scientists have entered in with an exclusive license agreement with a commercial vendor, so it'll get the product to the market faster, but at this time, it just doesn't seem like the treatment will be available for homeowners.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it will eventually. It's just going to take time.
Yeah, well, all the new products coming out like that are going to the commercial people first because that's where the sales are. The homeowner's just second. So we'll get it, hopefully, anyway.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, Ed. What do you think? I mean,
I think that's the best I've seen so far. Most of the scientists here on our side of the country have been looking at rootstocks. And they've got some that are fairly resistant to what's going on. But recently I've seen another one that's coming up with it's still under development. I'm not sure how well it's going to work. But it's a different tactic, again, working with the cells in the plant and finding a way to get something that's naturally occurring in the plant to work for us.
Very good. I like to be able to control the organism. Okay, what should we be doing to get the garden ready for planting?
Well, check out your garden site. Make sure it's getting at least 5 to 6 or more hours sunlight directly. Otherwise, find another garden site. You want to clean it out with weeds, turn over the soil, or growing media if you're using raised beds. And the purpose of that is to expose some of the organisms in the soil are going to cause you problems later on and let wildlife work on them. Birds and frogs will come in and help. Get a copy of the Florida Vegetable Gardening Guide from your county extension office or go online and look for it. Make sure you read it. Clean and sharpen your garden tools, and it's about about 2 weeks, add 3 inches of compost at least and work it into the top 6 inches of soil. And then send that soil sample off to the university's soil labs for a nutrient analysis and pH test. This is the time to order your seeds for the upcoming gardening year. Build proper tomato cages and trellises for beans and cucumbers. And depending on the soil test, make any necessary adjustments to rake the garden smooth and water it well. and then keep the weeds under control. And also buy the fertilizer you'll be using for the next 9 months in the vegetable garden. And I think that's enough.
Yeah. Well, I picture Teresa's turkeys coming in and cleaning up the garden there.
That would be a good idea.
I would hope so. Ed, are you seeing that we're going to have seeds where we're going to run out of them? And so to get the seeds early, because is there going to be a run on them this fall?
No, I don't think that's the issue. I think gardeners wait to start the garden in September, so in August they go look for the seeds, and those individual seed packets usually are removed from the store shelves in August and are just not available. So they'll be available in September, but maybe not in the quantities or the varieties that we need. So I order them now while they're still available for this gardening year, and I know that I'm going to be able to protect them and use them throughout the next gardening year. And as long as I know I've got them on my shelf, I'll be happy.
Yeah, you get them from mail-order seed companies, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I try to buy them all from one mail-order company, too, because shipping's getting expensive.
Yeah. Teresa, do you have a follow-up?
No, I think that's good. I mean, in the springtime, we just saw that, you know, everybody had a run on seeds and we couldn't find them. So I was just wondering if it was going to happen again in the fall. And so it's good to know. And it's an opportunity for people to get them now. Don't wait till the very last minute.
Yep.
Yeah. Ed, what will be the first crops you plant?
First ones I'm going to plant are going to be the ones I've been taking care of in the greenhouse. And that's the transplants, because they typically take the longest time to reach maturity. And then I'll plant out seeds directly in the soil, such as beans, cucumbers, corn, squash, the things that will do well in the garden. So that's where I'm headed.
Yeah, now I often get a question about pumpkins. Somebody wants to raise a pumpkin. I mean, can we do it now?
Yes, you can do it now, and I get questions about pumpkins too. The issue, of course, is growing it right in the middle of the rainy season. But now's the time to plant your pumpkin seeds, usually July. The variety should be disease-resistant as much as possible because of our raining season that we'll be in. And it takes 3 to 4 months to reach maturity. So if you want a pumpkin for Halloween or a pumpkin for Thanksgiving, you're going to be right in that target area. And maybe there'll be one ready for Halloween if you start now. These require a lot of space, and make sure you've got the room for them. Big Macs, Connecticut Field pumpkins, prize winner, jack-o'-lantern, Jack B. Little, that's a cute one, and Calabasa,
yes,
which is a tropical pumpkin, are recommended varieties to use.
Yeah, so, Calabasa. Go ahead, Teresa.
What I was going to ask is, when people are looking for a seed, organic or non-organic, what is the difference when they see the word organic when it comes to seeds?
Well, when it comes to seeds, the word organic means it was grown and harvested in an organic garden. Doesn't mean the seed is organic or anything about the seed being organic. It's just the way it was grown in a garden where there was no synthetic pesticides, and that's not exactly true, but almost true. And also no commercial fertilizers of anything that would use other than organic fertilizers. So the choice is up to the homeowner, and it doesn't mean the seed's any better than any other seed that was grown. It's just that that's your choice.
There you go. Thank you.
Ed, tell us about classes coming up.
Boy, got a little few more. Square foot gardening, rain barrels, composting. The Florida Friendly Landscaping class will be back, and I'm going to talk about unusual vegetables in the Central Florida home garden, and those are things that you read about or hear other people talking about, and maybe you want to try some of them in your garden. You've got to register online for these classes, though. They'll all be virtual, and gardenflorida.eventbrite.com lists all of our upcoming classes, and you want to make sure you get in, and sometimes you got to look for the time as well. We're trying to make them as convenient as possible, usually around 6 o'clock in the evening or 9 or 10 o'clock on the weekends.
Good. Thank you, Ed. We appreciate it. That's at gardenflorida.eventbrite, BRITE.com, and they can get in on these great classes. Ed, thank you very much. You have a great gardening day.
Thank you. You'll have a great weekend as well.
Bye, Ed.
We're going to try. Give me a little more rain. Tell you what, we're going to take a break right about now. And when we come back, I've got a bunch of text messages. If you want to give us a call, you can certainly do that. 407-916-5400. That's 407-916-5400. 916-5400. We'd love to hear your voice, but I like to have your text messages also. So don't go away. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-690-5113. 888-690-5113. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-690-5113. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning to you. I'm getting excited, actually, mainly because it's getting near the time to replant the vegetable garden. You know, I'm big on vegetables. I love my vegetable garden. We eat a lot out of the vegetable garden. But right now it's downtime, and having Ed Thralls here getting the garden ready or helping us get the garden ready certainly gets me excited. So I hope you are, too. I tell you what, I understand we have Beverly in Tallahassee on the line, so why don't we just see what she's been up to. Beverly, good morning,
Beverly.
To you.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Well, we're here.
You're here. Yeah, I guess that's a silly question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
I
just want to know if you've been getting the rains.
Well, I thought I'd catch up on that. For 2 weeks we were dry, but this week we had 3 inches for the week.
Did you really? You beat me.
Yeah. We had the same kind of thunderstorms that Teresa was describing, you know, where the bottom just falls out. I always think I'm going to go out there and see a foot of rain in the rain gauge, but you got to have a lot of rain to fill one of those things up.
Yes, you do.
But
yep.
Three inches is good, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I got an inch, and I'm happy.
Yeah. Better than a poking eye with a sharp stick, that's for sure. So, And we have some things blooming. Rosa Sharon, I don't know if that's the proper name.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The firebush is really starting to take off. They come in late up here. And, of course, the crepe myrtles are just going crazy. And the wildflowers really appreciate the rain, of course. And the herbs, you know, they're going great, but not really much vegetable-wise right now.
Yeah, your tomatoes are finished.
Yeah, I have a stand of longleaf pine, and they just put out a growth spurt in the last couple of weeks. And when they put out new growth, the pine needles are white. So it almost looks like there's flowers on the tips of the...
Oh, they're called candles. Yeah,
like a candle. That's right. They're really, really pretty. And it has been very hot up here. Tuesday morning at 7:30 in the morning, it was 90 degrees.
Really?
And at 7:30 that evening, it was 100 degrees.
Wow.
Boy,
that's where you stay inside. Don't go out and garden.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with the humidity and all, it's just deathly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
All the baby birds are big enough to eat out of the feeders now, so you got these juveniles. Got a juvenile woodpecker that flies over and gets a few seeds and runs over to the tree. He's pretty cute.
Well, that's all. You heard Teresa's stories about the young turkeys and ibis and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun when you see the turkeys. You know, because it's usually.
Do they come through your yard?
No, they don't come through my yard, but I have seen them several times just walking down the shoulder of the road because they don't, you know, this area, I think I told you once before, used to be turkey roost plantations. And of course, now it's people roost plantations. You know, they don't have much of a habitat, but I haven't seen them on my property. Probably eventually I will, but anyway, so I've got one thought to leave you with.
Okay.
Which is my favorite childhood memory. No back pain.
Okay, I understand. I understand. I'm sorry.
It's supposed to be a joke, but...
Yeah, no, I understand. Hey, Beverly, I've got a story for you too. You know,
okay.
I grew up in the primitive times, and when you said Rose of Sharon, you made me think about when I was a little boy. When I was a little boy, we didn't have indoor plumbing. We had what you call outhouses. Now, kids today would not know what an outhouse is, okay? When we had the outhouses, the Rose of Sharon lined the way to the outhouses.
Oh, nice.
And we also had a forsythia there too. So,
So it kind of takes you down the garden path, but obscures ultimate goal, huh?
Yeah, you might say it was a pleasant way to go. That's the end of my story. Hey, Beverly, thank you very much. We got to take a break.
Okay, bye bye. Okay.
Thank you, Beverly.
Yeah, bye bye. Always nice to hear from Beverly and get an update from the Tallahassee area. So we're taking a break, and what we're going to be doing is waiting for your calls. I have one text message here I'm dying to give Teresa, so we're going to get that for her. But if you want to give us a call, 407-916-5400, Texas 23680. I'm Tom McCubbin, Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-461-0573. 800-461-0573. 800-461-0573.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Yeah, thank you for being with us today. We appreciate you stopping by. We've got a lot of text messages here. We will get to every one of them, but you may have to wait for hour number two. You know, Beverly's thoughts got me thinking, actually, when I was a kid. And one of my jobs as a kid, if I wanted my allowance, this is a kid that's 5 years old, maybe 4 or 5 years old, was sweeping down the outhouse every Saturday. That was my job, along with washing down. We had wooden chairs in the kitchen, along with washing down the kitchen chairs. That was my job if I wanted my allowance. But, you know, I missed the allowance many times because I wanted to be out on the farm with the cows and the pigs and stuff like that. Anyway, Teresa, let's go to the phone calls. What do you say?
Yes, we have Mike in Venice. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Hi, Teresa. Hi, Tom. I thought of something when you were discussing what could you use for a heavily shaded ground cover. And when I lived in Orlando, I had a couple spider plants hanging outside the lanai. And I noticed whenever they dropped the babies would take hold. So I also had in the yard a big tabebuya, a heavily canopied tabebuya. So I took those plants and I broke them up and I plugged them in under the tabebuya, and within 1 year I had the most beautiful eye-catching canopy underneath the tabebuya.
Beautiful.
They do make good ground covers. I'm going to have to research to see if deer eat them.
Yeah, that's the big problem there. I don't know either. Hey, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We have Winston in Orlando. Good morning, Winston.
Morning, Winston.
Hey, guys. I have a question for Tom or Teresa on a moth identification. I was fertilizing my Asiatic jasmine the other day, and as I was sowing the milorganite down, all these little moths came flying up. Now, they weren't sod webworm moths because I don't have any turf anymore, but these were about three times the size of a sod webworm moth, but they were brown. I was wondering, can you identify them, and do you think they're doing any damage to my Asiatic jasmine? Right now, I don't see any damage, or yep. They might just be living in there. I don't know.
You know, that describes a lot of moths, I'm afraid, Winston. and, you know, until you see the caterpillar and where it is, you probably aren't going to know. I don't know of any caterpillar that eats Asiatic jasmine, to be truthful.
I don't either.
Yeah, I think you're okay. Even though they may be a little larger than some sod webworms you've seen, my guess is they're still sod webworm moths. They're
That's
out plentiful right now and everywhere.
Yeah, they don't need sod.
But they're brown.
Well, these are sod webworms are dingy brown. Now, if it's a dark brown, that's something else. But if it's a light brown, that's the color of sod webworms.
Okay, I have another observation I'd like to share
okay.
with you.
Go for it. We got less than a minute. Go.
Oh, this won't take long. I have a little friend that lives in my areca palm out by my garage. He's about 6 or 7 inches tall, and I believe it's a eastern screech owl.
Oh, really?
I was out there trimming some of the dead branches off, and I saw droppings, and I said, hmm. So I looked up above where the droppings were, and there he sits. He's been there every day.
How about that? Very nice.
That
we appreciate
great.
That, Winston. We got to run because we got one more caller to get in. Teresa?
There we go. Oh. We have Rick in Melbourne. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning to both of you guys. I know time is short. I just wanted to give a thank you to a gentleman guest you had on. It was a couple of weeks back involving mosquitoes. I have a problem where I couldn't open up my back garage door within minutes being swarmed by mosquitoes. I checked for standing water, and I thought I had everything under control. But I do have a rain barrel that's within that space. But, again, I thought I had that sealed off properly. Well, I drained some of the water out of the rain barrel and found the larvae in there and put in one of those mosquito dunks, and the problem has been solved. And it's been something that I've been dealing with forever, to the point to where I would use mosquito spray on myself as a repellent to keep them away. But I just wanted to pass along the thank you to your guest a couple of weeks back. That
was Randy
Schultz. His information was spot on, and it's made working in my garage and in my garden a lot more pleasant.
Wonderful. Great. Thank you so much, Rick. That was Randy Schultz with Home Garden and Homestead.com. If you want to get up there and look at that. Tom?
Yeah, and mosquito dunks and mosquito bits, they all work very well. And now they have a new deer repellent also. So
that'll be interesting.
Yep, that's Summit Responsible Solutions. Tell you what, time is up for this hour, but don't worry. If you're here, have your text message up there. Teresa and I will get to them next hour. And there's some good ones. There's one I want to give Teresa for sure. But you can get more text messages in 23680, and you can also give us a call. We will be talking about rain barrels first up. But at 407-916-5400, call us during the second hour after the first break, okay? And we'll get to your questions. So don't go away. We'll be here. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your
your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.